Hey there, gang. It's your old pals, Uncle Hank and Kippy. We got some big news, folks. Are You Garbage is coming to the Gas Digital Network.
Ooh.
That is correct. Me and old Kippy are joining the Gas Digital family, baby, and we could not be more excited.
Yeah, guys, this is fucking awesome. And but don't worry, not much is changing. If you listen to the podcast, it's still available free wherever you listen. The most recent 15 episodes are available free on iTunes, on YouTube, wherever you listen to podcasts. But the catalog of Are You Garbage will be available on GasDigitalNetwork.com. But don't you worry your little garbage hearts, ladies and gentlemen, because if you go to GasDigitalNetwork.com and use promo code AYG,
woo!
You know what that gets you, big man?
Talk to me.
That gets you a 14-day free trial, and you'll save $1.50 a month
as long as
you're signed up. It's gonna be a hoot.
You'd be crazy not to sign up for that. That's savings right there. And in this economy, we can all use to save a couple of bucks. So spend it wisely, folks.
Not only do you get the catalog of AYG, you also get the past catalog of Legion of Skanks, a Real Ass Podcast, a Believe You Me with Michael Bisping,
Irish Goodbye.
You get all the shows on the network. It's gonna be fucking worth it. Guys, sign up. Use promo code AYG. Don't be a piece of trash.
And gang, don't forget to check out the live stream every Tuesdays and Fridays at GasDigitalNetwork.com. If you want to watch it in HD, high quality, sign up for the network. You will not regret it. Those live streams will be out 3 days before everybody else gets to see them. So you're the first one to smell the garbage, baby.
Sign up today!
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage? The show where we sit down with your favorite comedians and find out if they grew up classy or if they're absolute trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful Sunday evening here in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Got some baby back ribs on the smoker. Looking forward to a nice evening. My co-host is recently back in New York City. He's back holding down the heights, letting them know. Let me tell you something, gang. Next time you're reaching for a best pal, make it a Kippy. All right? He's a good kid. We all love him. Give it up for Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, gang. Happy to be here. Thanks for listening. Back in New York City. We got in about 6 minutes ago. I tried hanging my air conditioner and it fell out my four-story window. Things are going good.
Oh, that's awesome. Is that true?
No, I almost did lose it a couple of times, though. It's a little wobbly. Does duct tape hold it in an air conditioner? Who knows? Guys, if you haven't already, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes. Full of video available on YouTube. Check it the fuck out.
Yes, sir. And gang, I can't tell you how excited we are to have our very special guest here today. If there was ever a very special episode of Are You Garbage, I would have to say this would be it, because this might get a little sad. This might pull on the heartstrings a little bit. Okay? Gang, you know him from the You Fucked It podcast. He's a Philadelphia original. I'm talking Raven Lounge, 16th and Samson, going back to when Moses wore short pants. We had a couple of beers in our day, me and this kid. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a nice big round of applause and give it the fuck up for Mr. Ryan Shaner, everybody.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Ooh, I'll be the lady.
Is that painting in blood behind you? Just
yeah, you know, dude.
That's dog's blood.
The blood of the father, dude.
When did you move into the hotel from The Shining?
After I corrected my family. That's what I did.
Exactly.
For the listener, okay, if you're not watching the video of this, Shaner has a lamp behind him that has two sockets, but there's only one bulb in one socket. And that right there garbage.
No. No, there's two bulbs. One's a blue bulb.
One's
a black
blue
light for when I get down on my fucking couch, dude.
Oh, that
you have a black light?
Yeah.
Who are you, Quagmire?
Are you in your living room or bedroom? Oh my god. This guy's got a fucking tarantula going.
No, dude. This is my living room.
He tells his roommate when the blue light's on, wait a couple of minutes.
Calm down, dude. Get the blue light special, dude.
Dude, it looks like you live in an aquarium with that thing on. Start eating crickets.
That's actually how I keep warm in the wintertime. I don't even pay for heat. I just lay underneath it. Shit.
Shaner got out again. God damn it.
I laid eggs in the basket. The laundry basket.
Now, when you said don't come down, tell me you live in the basement.
No. I've been here for like almost a decade.
Whoa.
And, really?
Yeah. So basically this, like my roommate, I mean, I've had four roommates, I think, in the last decade.
That's not too bad.
That is.
You're on the lease? It's your apartment?
Yeah, it's my place. Yeah, definitely. It's a house. It's a three bedroom house in South Philly.
This guy on the up and up, making a name for himself. You
know, that's what I'm trying to do. I try to keep that light on so all the bitches know when they come in.
Sure, that's already a crime scene.
You don't got to worry about the stains because you see them.
In here, we fuck, okay?
That's how it goes.
That's buddy, crazy. We're so happy to have you on the pod. We're so happy to happy see to you. Tell us the story, the origin story of Ryan Shaner.
You grew up on like a power plant or something, didn't you?
I grew up.
You did. I know you did. Me, for the listener, me and Shaner were fucking tight back in the day. There was a lot of beers,
so
and a lot of weirdness rolling around down those streets.
I grew up 5 miles outside of a nuclear power plant in Spring City, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Spring City. That sounds made up.
Yeah, don't let the word city.
It's like
the
town in Stranger Things.
You at all.
Yeah.
Don't let it. They're like, there's a lot of springs here. Apparently Spring City, again, I learned this in the 1800s, it was supposed to be like a destination spot for Philadelphia socialites to go there. So there's a lot of big houses in the main street of Spring City, but like they just got turned into stupid apartments because like no one wants to come there. It was a fucking below the water table. And then there were natural springs everywhere in the city. So every place they built got fucked up within like a month of them building it. So now the crazy thing is now, because of the nuclear power plant, though, every building that has a occupancy of above 90 has to be made into a fallout shelter.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck's a water table, dude?
This is like Chernobyl, dude. What's going on here?
Oh, man, it's going to be. It's crazy. I remember that was the craziest part, too, like when 9/11 happened and the plane crashed in Shanksville. Everyone was like, oh my God, everyone got worried because, you know, Shanksville is pretty far away from Spring City, but in a jumbo jet going like 500 fucking miles an hour, it's not that far away from where the power plant is. So everyone started getting worried that they were actually aiming for the power plant. Like, get the fuck over yourself. Like, Spring City's like, that's the target.
Yeah, they're just going to kill a bunch of Shainers. Yeah,
they just
that's Osama bin Laden's plan. I got to get those Shainer scumbags out there in Spring City living high on the hog.
We'll get them all. We'll get them all at once.
Every time you saw Osama bin Laden in the cave, like, doing like a video fucking message to America, my dad's in the background in a poster with a knife in his head.
Yeah.
It's like, they've been playing all day.
What was the name of the nuclear power plant?
It's the Limerick Exelon Generating Station. It's in Limerick, Pennsylvania, which is like, I mean, Limerick, Royersford, and Spring City are all the same fucking thing. They're just
now. Did they pay and sponsor for everything in your town because they knew they were fucking slowly nuking you?
Dude, when we got there, the first house we moved into actually had those mannequins in when they blow up the testing thing.
Do they really?
In Nevada? No.
No. I don't know, dude. Literally, so if you're not from the Pennsylvania area, like if you do, once you get like an hour outside of Philadelphia, things get squirrely quick.
So when they built that power plant, that was, I think, either a year before or a year after the Three Mile Island incident happened.
Jesus Christ. When
that happened, everyone was like, is that going to happen here? It's like, no, there's only two reactors, not three, you dumb shits. And they're like, oh, good.
It's impossible that happened. God.
We got Flex Seal around the whole thing. It's going to be fine.
It's one guy with that reflective, like, metallic tape. Like, you see how I put it on the side here? That's fine, man.
Holy shit.
You don't
shit.
Get it.
And I don't even know, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have. So my mom has been married four times. Her first marriage...
That's going in the file. Yikes. Four times.
Four times, baby.
What is she, Liz Claiborne? What the
No, she just likes to bang, dude. So the first marriage is my older half-brother and sister. My dad is myself and my younger brother. The third marriage, no. My mom, I think my mom got her tubes tied, and the fourth one, she's just not doing it. So, you know, I only got three siblings totals.
So, who'd you actually grow up with?
Me and my younger. I mean, I grew up with all of them. I mean, they were all in the same house. My mom was like the one who just took care of everybody. But I mean, me and my younger brother were a year apart, so we spent a lot of time together, and just ended up growing this huge, almost nuclear hatred for one another growing up. Like, he was so mad about the amount of times I almost killed that kid. It is so crazy.
Yeah, how I can imagine. For the listener, Shaner's a bit of a fucking wild card. Like,
this kid's a loose cannon.
He plays it fast and loose. And,
I've calmed down a lot in the later years.
Yeah, you're in your like mid-30s. You should. It's not like you're 19 running amok.
He's not above a sucker punch, I can tell you that.
Whoa. I try to look everybody in the eye right before.
Yeah, that's true. He's not above not a sucker punching you in the face. Yeah.
I'll look right at you and hit you in the face. And then maybe I'll shake your hand afterwards. I'm a very shit handshake type of guy.
I remember you almost blew my knee out one time at the Raven wrestling with you.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. You came up to me, you're like, I played lacrosse.
I'm like, for the listener, Foley got housed. Dude, I thought you guys were wrestling, and then like Shaner, clearly you fully went on the defensive quick, and was trying to. He was pushing you back towards the stairs, and dude, it was going to be a wrecking ball,
full of Foley
going down those stairs. Dude, and those stairs are dangerous to walk down after a couple of city wides. You know what I mean?
Those stairs were death traps, dude. And it's like this fucking lummox is coming at me. Like I used to wrestle a couple of times, and just like puts on a fucking singlet, and he's coming. Not
the old school singlet and the headgear,
dude. Foley came up to me like fucking Curly. He was like,
"Yeah, yeah.
Let's
like,
go."
Poked you in the eye.
Seriously.
I feel like that was at the end of the night. I definitely had a couple of Red Bull and vodkas in me.
Yeah, I guess you can call it Red Bull.
Ooh, that was Uncle Hank's drink.
I guess you can call that Red Bull.
Foley was the only guy with a Red Bull dealer, if you know what I mean. Seriously. His name was Hector, and he was from Nicetown.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's the only person I ever saw have a Red Bull in a baggie. That's so crazy.
Springfield nose beers, am I right?
Spring City. Dude, you go out there, the Limerick Power Company will straighten you right up. They'll take care of you.
Let me get two rods. Hook it up, two rods.
Foley would be fucking snorting plutonium if he lived out in New Spring City or whatever the fuck.
He's parachuting topes in his ass. He's like, I got the topes. Got those isotopes.
Just trying to get back to the future, man.
Trying to wreck my mom in 1955, man.
Oh man.
I would have made the move on fucking Mrs. McFly, I'll tell you that.
Oh, dude. Fucking Leah Thompson, get out of here. Hey. If my mom was as hot as Leah Thompson, get out.
So I'm assuming your childhood was like small suburban, like, you know, fucking blowing up frogs and fucking jumping bikes and whatever.
I mean, it was more like,
banks or shit. What were you doing?
I always said, you know, growing up there, everyone asks, because, you know, if you try to explain Spring City to people and they're like confused because they're like, well, that's not like any town I've ever heard of. I'm like, yeah, it's not like any town.
Yeah, it's in the break room of a fucking nuclear power plant.
And that's also the other thing is, like, you know, I grew up in a very blood-rooted town. Like, all my relatives still live there. My brother lives two doors down from my mom. My sister lives a block away from my mom. My older brother lives one town over. All of my aunts and uncles all live in the same area.
This is a question. Currently, and we'll get into the questions in a minute, but this sparked. Do any of your family members' property lines touch?
Very close.
Always when it's like an aunt and an uncle living next to it, a grandmother or something, it's always bad news.
Let's put it this way. My younger brother can like, he can look out his window and see my mom's house.
That's a little too close.
It's right there. So
over for a hot meal.
I mean, that's a perk because Kyle don't cook for shit. His house honestly looks like the Bates Motel house with like everything's just in one room. He never unpacked. He's been there for about like 3 years. And every time you go over them, like, Kyle, why don't you do anything? He's like, I don't know, man. I'm not going to do nothing.
What do your siblings do?
My older brother, he's, see, that's the thing. My older brother is a very smart an astute person. He does consulting for a green energy company.
Okay.
So he does that, and my sister-in-law, his wife, is a kindergarten teacher.
Okay.
My sister is a major consultant for a thing called Planco in Sanatoga, and her husband, my brother-in-law, works with, I think, he's like a physical therapist, I think.
Okay, these are good jobs. I was thinking like squirrel trapper and fucking, you know.
No, that's only reserved for Kyle and I.
These are all meth fronts. What are you talking about? Consulting for a green energy company.
Kyle owns his own pest control company, but he's got a sledgehammer, and that's all he does. He just goes over. He's like, those raccoons got to go. But he doesn't say fucking, rat.
Oh, just brains them.
I brought my rake. Don't worry.
And you're Molotov cocktails to get these cockroaches out.
Your mom is remarried now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So growing up, was there sports? Was there?
I mean,
what was the life like growing up in Spring City?
Well, I mean,
what does a kid do on a fucking? What does a kid do on a Saturday night in Spring City? 12, 13.
Would you say when you're 13?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when you're 13, you break into the old asylum, Pennhurst, and you go in there, you drink, you find anybody who's parents' basement or garage you can get into where they have like a refrigerator or a cooler in the garage. You just steal shit from there. And then the other thing is sitting outside of a liquor store, just sitting and waiting for anybody to make like hard eye contact with you, and you just hold up money.
And 13?
Yeah. You don't
see. It's the Wild West out there, man. These kids are fucking hillbillies. These ain't city folk, all right?
15, you're married, settle down.
First off, I know three guys right now who met their wives when they were in ninth grade. No shit.
Jesus.
No shit.
Damn.
So it's like when you grow up out there, you got two options. You can either be bored or you can be in trouble. And the whole thing is never to be bored. You just fuck around super hard. And, you know, you break into places that, like, you know, you could definitely tell in Spring City and Roarsford and Limerick, that was a place where, like, they thought they were going to ride the coattails of Pittsburgh with steel. They were like, oh, we're going to get some of this. And they built all these fucking buildings, and then nothing fucking happened.
Yeah.
So you just go in and you break shit a lot. You steal from the asylum. You find like weird artifacts.
Like crazy people and stuff? Take them
home? Well, I mean, in the asylum shut down in 1980.
Oh.
So when that shut down in 1980, they took a lot of the people who were like too far gone and they put them in Norristown State Hospital. And then the rest of the people they just let out in Spring City as wards of the state. So they would just walk around the town. And there was a guy named Eddie who would eat anything for a dollar.
I got a guy like that. His name's Foley.
We would make Eddie eat shit all the time.
50 cents, I'll do it right now.
Quick, somebody give me a shoe.
Let me get some hot sauce real
quick. Dude, I watched that guy, Eddie, honestly, eat an entire bowl full of dirt for a buck.
You sound like a really good kid.
I didn't pay him.
Real fucking Boy Scout over here. So growing up, your mom was remarried. It wasn't your dad, but there was a dad in the house, right? Mm-hmm. Your stepdad?
Mm-hmm.
And the three kids?
Well, my older brother, Mark, got kicked out when he was 13.
Ooh, kids getting kicked out of the house.
That's 13. 13?
Yeah.
13?
Yeah, around 13 or 14, he got kicked out.
Where was
of the
he
house.
Supposed to go?
Oh, to live with his dad. To live with
okay.
his dad.
Okay. That's different. All
but
right.
that was because my brother, I think he got busted for smoking pot, and then my stepdad wasn't having it. And my older brother was like, fuck you, I'm leaving. And he just like left one day. And I was like, holy shit. And then he went down.
Some real Rambo shit right there.
Hey, he's like, I'm not coming back. Like,
he's
going to
go up into the woods.
Oh, no. He just like got busted. And that was another thing is like, that was the first time I ever like, he was smoking pot, but I'd never wanted to do pot, like smoke pot at all. But like, I remember like other kids, we would huff shit. Like idiots all the time.
Yeah, we huff stuff too. We huff gas once or twice, but you know what was big was dust off.
Well, that was like later. That came in high school, but it's crazy though. This is true as shit. When I was in, I think like fourth or fifth grade, this kid named Mike Bieber in my hometown died because he was huffing butane in his shed. And then he was so disoriented, he tried to light a cigarette, and he burnt himself from the inside out and died. Now, his parents were so distraught by this, and they didn't know what like about huffing or anything like that, so they decided to have an open casket funeral for him to try to scare kids straight. And my sister went, and she to this day says it's the most horrific thing she's ever seen in her fucking life.
Dude, New City. What, Spring City is something else. Yikes.
Let's go to a sponsor real quick or something. I got to have a cigarette and a cup of coffee.
That's the other thing too, man, is like I grew up in a town where like you talk about like, what was it? A year ago, like I'll go there every now and again just to see what's going on. I mean, the last time I was there was for my fucking dumb dad's funeral. But before that, I went back at, like on Thanksgiving. I was like, hey, what's been going on with the town? Because this is new and this is new. And my mom was like, oh, nothing's been really going on. Oh, except that like a week we had two crazy suicides. And I was like, what are crazy suicides? And one of them was that a pregnant 21-year-old threw herself in front of a freight train at the main crossing in Royersford and like just died immediately. And then
really? She didn't bounce back from that one?
No. She got up.
I thought it was going to be touch and go for a couple of days. Of course, Shainer. She was like, put a bazooka in her, blow her head off.
People are very resilient out there, man.
Yeah, it's true. They got the plutonium in their blood.
My dad lost his foot when he was 14 on it's that same moving train, I think. And you just keep going. You don't have any other fucking choice. But
Jesus
anyway,
Christ.
I think
what's,
a week.
What's new? Well, what's new is, hey, we got a Panera Bread. Something like that.
Yeah.
Not a double suicide.
But is everything mom and pop out there, or is there like
some of it is and some of it, like that's the whole thing, is that was so po-dunk that like when we got an Outback Steakhouse, people were like, we made it. We fucking made it now. Like, that was like, dude, that Outback had to have made like $100,000 that first weekend.
$800.
Everybody was there.
Mr. Yeah, Outback even came, I think.
We were using wooden nickels from the fire club. Like, here you go, dude.
Yeah. I bring my own ketchup.
I don't know if you guys know, there's no trowels in the bathroom to piss in. Where the fuck is that?
I don't want nobody looking at my dick while I take a leak.
It's bullshit. Dude, that's also another thing. There's a couple places I've been there where they have the troughs to piss in instead of like urinals or whatever.
Oh, yeah. But that's
someone
fucking,
has, dude, that's but garbage. Someone, but some, this is, dude, I was like, who is so homophobic? Someone glued particle board in between the parts just so no one could look at each other's dicks. It like what was happening in this bathroom?
A lot of peeky peeky.
Yeah, that's what the bathroom's for, a little peeky peeky. Check out the competition, see what's going on.
You see who's swinging the meat bat harder, dude. You go fucking back in there, dude.
That's where you separate the men from the boys, those open troughs, I'll tell you that.
But honestly, that's how you figure out who the radiation affected more. Like, do you see that guy with five dicks in a bathroom?
Took up the whole trough, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I couldn't even take a leak.
Yeah, die, Sanatoga. What's up with that fight? It's got an eye. I swear to God.
It looked at me.
I went to Home Depot this morning with my mother. And I got to thinking about this. Now, when you mentioned the Outback Steakhouse, it triggered my mind. It seems to me like nowadays, a lot of shitty towns, what happens is they put a highway through it, right? You know what I'm talking about, where there's those big stretch of like serious highway, like two lanes on one side, there's a medium and all that shit.
We got
median.
Median. What'd I say?
Medium.
Medium.
Oh. And buddy, you haven't been a medium for quite some time.
It's like medium.
That word should be taken out of your vocabulary, okay?
But when they put the, like, you know, they put the Walmart, they put the Outback, they put the Chick-fil-A, they put like all these huge corporate places all along that. When you drive through a town like that, you're like, yeah, this is fucking, that's garbage.
I mean, that's all they have out there is it's, the biggest thing that they keep building is like strip malls and cemeteries. That's their bread and butter, is like, you know, let's put another Kohl's here, and then adjacent to that there will be a necropolis. It's fucking crazy because nobody leaves there. Nobody leaves. They just like keep breeding, and then they die, and they're just like, well, where can we go? Like, that TJ Maxx is on fire right now. It's where you go.
I just found a new brand at Walmart, which I'm share it with you guys because you're two skinny minis, but it's the brand called George at Walmart.
I ain't wearing anything called George. George.
Buddy, I just dropped $160 at Walmart.
George with a J or George with a G?
That would be classy with a J, but no, it's just regular George.
I thought it was George with a J with an umlaut over the O, like Yorch.
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 George Foreman's clothing line. Yeah. Jorge. Nah, man, it's fucking awesome. Yeah, I love all that stuff. I know that's garbage, but I love, like, that time, Kippy, me and you talk about it all the time when we were in Altoona doing shows and we went to that fucking TGI Fridays together.
Best TGI Fridays I've ever been to. Living. Altoona, Pennsylvania. I don't know what they were putting in the fucking Jack Daniel's sauce that day, but it blew my fucking hair back.
You want to talk about some trash? It's funny you talked about clothing. I remember when I was in high school and two of my friends died in a car accident, and everyone had to go to
this guy. You're like the fucking Grim Reaper, dude. Everybody around you dies tragically.
Yeah, what are you, Christine? The car?
Don't even get me started, dude. So when they died, I remember, like, everyone was, like, devastated, and, like, I remember I was going to go to the funeral, but I didn't have anything to wear, and I went to the Ross that was in my hometown.
Oh, my God.
So many of my friends were there, like, buying
shirts, yeah,
for the funeral.
Funerals and court appearances. That's how Ross stayed in business in Spring City.
That's how it goes. Small claims court. Fucking child custody, dude. That's how you get there, dude.
Yo, get me. Have you ever heard of not going to a funeral because you had nothing to wear?
I want to pay my respects, but I don't have a pair of slacks to put
on. Another thing, man. When my dad died, my
brother
was
trash.
Like,
if you, dude, if there, as a man, you should be able, if there's a wedding or a funeral tomorrow, you should be able to get into a suit and go.
Not me.
I was the only person at my dad's funeral that was dressed like they were going to a funeral. Everybody else was there for a fucking Super Bowl party.
Oh,
it was fucking
crazy.
Absurd.
Shaner looked like he worked there.
Dude.
They were tipping him.
Dude. I remember I was standing there.
Let me get two up front by the body, okay?
They're like, what's that? What is that over there? Is that Tommy? Holy shit.
Oh, man.
That's crazy. I'll never understand people that wear, like, sports paraphernalia to nice functions, weddings.
My younger brother, his father's funeral, I shit you not, showed up with just the front of a shirt tucked in, a chain wallet, and skate shoes and jeans with a rip in the knee. This is for his dad's funeral.
That's crazy. Now, what do you think goes through their head? Is it like, look at all these other suckers dressed like adults, or does he think he fits in? That's what
I know he was just like, man, you know, I gotta get dressed up for something. This shirt will
that's
work.
Dressed up.
That's dressed up. That's dressed up to him.
So that's where the disconnect is. They think it's a nice piece of clothing.
My brother's like, you know, dad wouldn't care. I'm like, it's not even about that.
You look like a busboy.
You look like you should be like not. You should look like you shouldn't even be allowed in here. You understand
that's crazy.
Yeah, he's like, that was everything. The phone the morning of the funeral. He was like, "Yo, what are we wearing?"
That's a big one. What are you wearing?
What are we
that's
wearing?
A big one.
What
that's
are we
a
wearing
big
to
one,
the
dude.
Funeral?
A fucking
my brother,
suit.
My brother's like, "What are we wearing?" I'm like, "What are you fucking talking about? Dress like you're going to your father's funeral, Kyle."
Maybe he wanted a match. You guys.
He's like, "Look, Rye, if you got green Zuba stripes, you know I'm wearing the fucking black ones. Come
on, dude. Don't wear a chain wall because you know I want. I just got a new one and I wanted to wear it. It's my thing, okay? The chain wall is my thing, Rye.
Did you go to Ross, Rye? They got George there.
Calls you in the morning. I'm on my way to Ross. I'll pick you up. We got to get clothes.
I was thinking more like you both show up in tuxedos like in Step Brothers.
That would be preferred.
Honestly, to tell you the truth, if Kyle showed up in a fucking tuxedo, no, everyone would be like, look at Kyle. He cleans up well.
They would think he's the governor or something.
They would be like, is that the mayor of Spring City?
Who did Mr. Shana know? Hello.
Dude, I should have worn a monocle at my dad's fucking funeral. Everyone would be like, who's that? Like,
yeah, they would have made you mayor of Spring City. It would have been ahead of the charge of the power plant.
I don't think Spring City has a mayor. I think it's just all policed by its. Yeah, I don't even think they have.
It's that
mayor.
Guy Dennis that eats the dirt or whatever his name is. What was it? Randy?
Eddie.
Oh, Eddie?
It's Eddie.
Dude, Randy is a fucking Spring City name. There's Randy definitely a couple of Randys out there.
Oh, dude, Randy and
if you
fucking
grew up with a Randy, you better not still be friends with him, I tell you that much.
Three Randys, one Rudy, and there was a couple other
Rudy. Oh, yeah. Rudys are Rudy. Tough.
Rudy.
I never met a Rudy I liked. Dude,
and Rudy was a gigantic fucking ginger kid who just like was notorious. Like he was on a wrestling team of mine. He was notorious for shitting his pants too. Like that was like his thing.
Man. Told you. Never met a Rudy I liked.
It was bad.
Well, listen, gang, I think out there we have a picture painted of what we're about to get into,
his answers, what side of the fence they might fall on.
Well,
but let's get into some Are You Garbage questions with our good pal from the You Fucked It podcast with our good pal Brian Six, Mr. Ryan Shaner here, old pal of ours. What was I going to say? Just for the court records, do you think you're garbage?
No, I think.
Oh, really? Wow, Shaner. What? That's no, first of all.
With no, Rudy whoa. And Randy and the chain wallets. What?
All right.
What?
I would no. I think garbage comes with a level of ignorance. I understand what's going on.
I think
if you're true garbage, if you're true legitimate garbage, you like my younger brother, prime example.
Yeah.
He called me the day of my father's funeral to ask what to wear to a funeral for his father.
He doesn't get it. I'll give you that. Okay. And also, yeah, I think some of – we just had this with – we had Florentine, Jim Florentine on.
Yeah.
And he was actually – he's like, you know, kind of like a known – I don't want to say scumbag, but like he's rough around the edges. And his behavior is trashy, but his upbringing was kind of classy. Like he's brought up by good stock. He's got good –
Don't get me wrong. There are things I do that I'm like in the middle of. I'm like, there ain't nothing wrong with this. And then later someone will be like, you know, that's fucking wrong. I'm like, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
You know, you're right.
All right.
I ain't wrong on that. But I do it because like, I know that if I were to do it in my family setting, no one would bat an eye.
Of course.
That's what I mean is like, but then again, it's like, I also understand how the fucking world works.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. But like, yeah.
There are certain parts of me that are just so bullshit ingrained that I can't get. I just would do it if no one was saying nothing. So
We're about to get into them right now. So basically what you're saying is that you came from garbage, but now you're not garbage. You also just exposed yourself because you said there's some things that you can't avoid. We're going to try to find those things together right now.
Let's do it.
Kevin?
Let's start some of the basics. What was the name of the grocery store you guys went to?
Gennardi's.
Ooh, see, that's a little bit of class, baby.
Yeah, Gennardi's. That was also employed by some of those people who were let out of an asylum. So, you know,
doesn't matter. It's got the Gennardi's name on it. It passes the test.
Yeah, you don't need a doctorate to push the carts around. You know what I mean? Just keep a smile on your face. Dude.
But there was also another place we used to go to called Cobb's, which is still operation. Cobb's. Which K-O-L-B-S, Cobb's, which was a farmer's.
You should have stayed at the Gennardi's and kept it moving.
No shit, man.
Cobb's.
So Cobb's, still to this day, has the best scrapple I think I've ever eaten in my entire life.
Wait, the grocery store that made their own scrapple?
It was a farmer's market that had a slaughterhouse on site.
Ah, okay. It's a little different. Oh, wow. That's a little different. Okay.
Look at this onion we're peeling here.
Yeah. Holy I had a little shit. Bit of. It was good.
All right. Good. Okay.
I got a curveball.
Yeah, go. No, you go.
Real quick. I want to throw this curveball at you. Just, you know, from garbage to not garbage, et cetera, et cetera. So it's kind of a two-part question. Growing up and now.
Yeah.
When you open a loaf of bread, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you put the twist tie back on it or do you tie the bread bag in a knot? What's your move?
Or do you do the fold?
You do the fold. That's the way you fucking do it.
What?
You don't do anything. You just fold the bag over and put it down. It's a trash move. It's a trash, lazy move.
Garbage.
What?
The bugs could get in it.
Well, first of all, why do you have bugs in your house?
Why do you have bugs in your house? What kind of fucking
It's a trash move. It is. It's a lazy move. It's a lazy move.
Debatable. I would say that I recycle the twist ties and let my cat play with them. You know, that's
There you go. All right, you guys. Hey, he's an animal lover.
I'm a green thinking son of a bitch here.
Huh? So you're telling me you did that growing up and you do that now. That's the same move.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you know, my mom would bitch about not using twist ties, but I would just do it anyway.
That's class.
I'm Mrs. Shaner's.
Well, she was also like a bitch. You know, she was also like a fucking no nonsense asshole. So it was like,
she's buying this bread. She wants it fresh. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, she's like, if it came this way, that's the way it fucking ends up. That's the way it came. You put it back on.
Here's the second part of the question. Okay, I guess it could go to both of you. Did you ever keep bread in the freezer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do that now.
Ooh.
That's what most scientists would call trash. That's garbage.
Who
are these? Who are these scientists?
It's really me and Foley, okay?
I was going to say.
It's just us in a kitchen with a magnifying glass.
Are you talking about Beekman from Beekman's World? Is that what you're talking about, Foley? Jesus.
You get me Albert Einstein on the phone. Yeah. He wasn't putting his bread in the freezer, I can tell you that.
Hey, man. You want to talk about trash, though? This blew my fucking mind. I had a roommate who lived here who would put, and I shit you not, I'd be like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. She would put garbage in the freezer in the summertime so bugs wouldn't come in. Because if you left it out in the house, flies would come in. But she would put garbage, like empty containers of plastic with food that had food in it, in the freezer.
That's crazy.
And then all of my fucking shit in the freezer would end up tasting like fucking
tuna
garbage.
Fish or something.
Oh, fuck. All my fucking dude, even the Pop-Tarts I put in the fucking freezer would just like end up tasting.
Why are you putting Pop-Tarts in the freezer? This guy's coming at me from all directions. I don't know what's going on.
Why you put Pop-Tarts in the freezer?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Let me ask you a question. When you went to Slobs or whatever it was called, when you went to Cobb's, were the Pop-Tarts in the freezer section or were they out on a counter?
No.
First of all, they're in a box wrapped in tinfoil in a vacuum sealed bag. What the fuck's the freezer gonna do?
Anyway, the freezer. This is why you put Pop Tarts in a freezer. One,
learn me.
They're the batteries company.
No. One, it's a delicious frozen treat when you eat it. It's very refreshing and good. Two, a lot of people don't know if you take s'mores Pop-Tarts and put them in the fucking freezer, then take them out, microwave them for 3 seconds, put some fucking chunky peanut butter on the back, you got yourself an A-class fucking dessert.
This guy might be class.
On. He's three. You fucking dipshits. You get them, you freeze them up, you break them up, put them in a bowl of fucking with some milk and eat some fucking Pop-Tart cereal, and it is fucking delightful.
Huh. Because I've heard of we used to keep the cupcakes in the fridge, in the freezer.
Yeah, dude, any treat colder is good. I'll give you that. I didn't think of a
Pop-Tart. That's a curveball.
I'm telling you.
Showing us something here.
I'm telling you. My mind is blown. Anybody listening to this or anybody watching this, I swear to fucking Christ, buy s'mores Pop-Tarts, put them in the freezer, take them out, put peanut butter on the back of it, microwave it for 3 fucking seconds, and blow your – I swear to fucking God. I swear to God.
Wow. All right. You had me up until, if you're making cereal out of fucking Pop-Tarts, you slipped up somewhere. That ain't a good move. But go get a thing of Cocoa Krispies or Fruit Loops or something.
That's good, man.
I'll give you the first two. You might have got you. That's classy. You're making a snack better.
Hey.
I'm definitely going to take a look into that.
I'm telling you right now. Sure. I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to put my best man on it.
I swear to shit, dude. You're gonna send me a text message in a week or whatever. You're gonna be like, I don't know what the fuck I've been doing. I swear to God.
A week? Where are you gonna be at 9 o'clock tonight? What are you talking about?
If you think he's not gonna fucking currently throw his fucking toaster strudels in there, you're nuts.
All right, Kippy, go ahead.
Holy shit. Dude, that threw me through a fucking loop. What in the fuck? Okay, were you a Bagel Bites or a Pizza Rolls family?
Oh, man. So it's funny. Anytime we wanted to have like Bagel Bites, my mom thought it was stupid. She's like, I don't understand why the fuck you would buy Bagel Bites. However, my mom, and this is again, another thing that my mom would do, she would buy everything bagels or like poppy seed or like plain. And then she would make her own pizzas with them in the oven. And we'd have those for like bagel pizza night.
Buddy, that's class. That's a class move. If you're home making a meal that you would typically buy frozen, yeah, that's a home run.
Yeah, we'd have those. We'd have those a bunch.
I've only come across this once in my life. And let me tell you something. I've done sleepovers with the best of them. I specifically remember this. Robbie Hutchinson's mom, one day, breaking out some bagel bites. She said, "You guys want bagel bites?" And we were like, "Yeah." And when I walked into that kitchen,
let's go get them.
I walked into that kitchen and smelled that toaster oven going. I was like, "That can't be fucking nope." And fresh ones, fucking made them fresh,
dude. There was one time my mom made those bagel pizzas, and like that was like a thing too. She was like, "What do you guys want? Pepperoni? Blah blah blah." We're like, "Yeah, do it."
She was doing pep.
Dude, this broad's doing supreme.
Hold on. Fuck? She's like, "You want pepperoni? We didn't have pepperoni." My mom used fucking venison on the fucking bagel pizzas. Do you know how fucking
damn it, Shainer? What the fuck, man?
I don't know what's going on here, dude.
This guy just keeps going right up to the line and crossing over it. Fucking roadkill bites. Come on, man. Yeah, I got dinner in 20 minutes.
Oh, that was another thing too.
Line of class, and then you dropped the cereal with the Pop Tarts, and then venison fucking pizza bagels.
Listen here. There was one time my fucking dad was a trophy pirate. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Oh my God. Sounds like something they do with the Y, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, he's got major Pee Wee hockey trophies in his eyes. Like, I did this. No, we would drive around if we were ever driving by some of them. We saw like a deer on the side of the road that had like certain points on the antlers. He would go and saw the heads off or the antlers off of the deer on the side of the road.
Sure.
But every now and again, there would be like a fresh kill. Mm-hmm. And what, like, I remember there was a time the doe that we saw wasn't huge. It wasn't like a gigantic animal, but he brought it in the van. We drove it back. He dropped it off at a friend's house and then left, and we didn't see it. And then like a month or two later, I remember my dad gave us both beef, like jerky, in like a fucking plastic bag, and it was like seasoned with all this fucking weird like McCormick's rub and shit, and it was amazing. He's like, "Yeah, yeah. Remember that dough we found on the side of the road? That's the jerky from that dough."
I mean, yeah. What kind of life are you
living? That's super common. And venison by itself is great.
Wait,
venison is amazing.
Wait,
venison is amazing.
Everybody, shut up. That is not fucking common. And second of all, you come from a life where your mom makes homemade fucking pizza bagels and your dad's picking up roadkill?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
Talk about Romeo and Juliet, huh?
Jesus.
No.
I don't even know what to do anymore.
Do you like venison, Kippy?
Oh,
I would. I don't like it off the side of the road. I'll fucking tell
if
you that
a,
much.
If it's a fresh hit, it's a sin to waste the meat.
Holy, what? We got to talk about this show moving forward. I didn't know you were roadkill eating people.
Kevin, if you check a deer's asshole on the side of the road and there's no flies or maggots in it, that's like a fucking less than an hour.
Buddy, I don't care if he fucking died in
that. If there's a ladybug, that's good luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's something else. Wow.
But then again, you have homemade like jerky.
I'm not opposed to home. I'm saying you're finding it on the side of the road. What are we doing?
Got a windshield wiper in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's the definition of clean living, dude. That's from the earth.
No, no. As the guy who came up with clean living, that ain't clean living, okay?
Wow.
Oh, man.
Woo, I knew this was going to be a hot one.
Tomato, tomato, dude.
This is nuts. Hey, listen, if you want venison, first of all, you live in the fucking sticks. It ain't hard to get your hands on some venison. You don't need to be picking it up off the side of the road.
What I'm saying is sometimes you see a fucking, like, say you're driving to the bowling alley, as we were that day.
I'm not even with you, but sure. Okay.
We're going to Limerick Bowl.
Sure.
And then my dad's like, "Holy shit." He's like, "Holy shit." And I remember us stopping, and my younger brother's like, "What are we doing?" He's like, God damn it. And I remember him going out there and like pulling it by its hind legs. He's like, and he's like picking up the tail, looking at its asshole. He's like, they're not on this. And he put it in the fucking van.
That's insane. That's crazy to me.
For a good 2 to 3 miles out of our way to get from the bowling alley to stop at his buddy Shepherd's house, to drop
it off.
Well,
at that point, I would hope so. I wouldn't hope you left it in the car with the, in the van while you guys ran in and bowled.
While you were bowling a wicked game.
Yeah. I got a turkey going on and a dead deer in the back. Let's go.
I mean,
I'm on a hot streak. Turn on the AC in the car.
Yeah, ice that puppy down in the trunk. Let's do it.
You stop at a fucking Wawa and get in that igloo ice and just dump it on top of there, dude.
Oh, my God.
How you do it?
I got a turkey.
I got a turkey going. You know what a turkey is, right?
Yes. Three strikes.
Oh, man.
All right, Foley, what do you got? This is a fucking wacky episode.
I knew it, baby. I knew it.
I don't even know where to go on my questions. I'm over here flipping through papers. I don't know what's going on.
Here's something. All right. It's an everyman question right here. You go out to the store, you get beer. Uh-huh. You bring it back, you put it in the fridge. Do you leave it in the six-pack or the case, or do you take them out and stack them up individually?
This is big.
So the six-pack I have here, I just throw the six-pack in there. I don't fucking take them out.
Sure, I told you yourself, you get a six-pack, you're looking to get fucking hammered alone, think about some shit, wonder where it all went wrong, listen to some fucking Pink Floyd, fucking take a
The only time I will take beer out of like a case or a six-pack or anything like that, if I know I'm going to have chicks over. Other than that, I don't give a shit.
Have chicks over. What are you, McConaughey? Relax.
What are you, the Fonz? What the fuck?
I know. Who says has if I know I'm going to have chicks over?
Dude, if I know I'm going to have chicks over, I'll take it out and make it look like I might, you know, be a little bit classier than
dude, you want to hear trash? I went down to my mom.
I could just see them getting into a fight the next morning as she's walking out the door. I took the beer out of the six pack for you. What more do you want, you fucking bitch? Of you. I'm sorry, Kippy. Go ahead.
Come back. I went down to my mom's shore house this weekend and I opened up the fridge and I see a 12-pack of Twisted Tea can. So I reach in for one and there's only one left in the box. And the box is still in there. It's like you're like reaching around. You reach in the back. I'm like, this is trash.
Hold on. Did any of you ever have the fucking dickhead? And my dad was like notorious for this. And I was like, why do you? And I don't, to this day, none of it made sense. And he never really gave me an explanation, but he would do it all the time. Were you or anybody you know, if you drank a six-pack of like, especially cans in a case, after you were done, you'd put the can back in the case itself so you could throw the whole case out, but you'd still do it while it was in the fridge.
That's weird. I've never
done
that.
That's pretty classy, though.
No, it's not.
I don't know.
You got like half-stank beer in the
that
fucking fridge.
That seems like
there.
The fucking mind of a mad. I think that's like borderline insane. But when I brought that up to him and I told that to somebody else, like, yeah, my dad does that same fucking, like someone was very on board with that same type of like,
well,
there
was
like,
it another Spring Cityan or was
of course
it
was. Of course it was. Of course it was.
Someone from in town.
I don't know. I think that's pretty trash, but I get it.
What? I don't get it. Explain it to me.
I don't know. It's like, you know, I mean, I do this. That's why I'm saying I get it. I leave the cracked eggs in the carton and put them back.
Oh, you are a fucking garbage.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What? Wait, hold on. What
the fuck is this?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
Kippy. Cracked eggs all day in there.
Are you kidding me?
Really? The tables have been turned. You are a fucking garbage.
Pile of shit.
Wow.
Cracked eggs?
Yeah.
Do you use them later?
No, you just don't want to dribble it. You don't want to dribble it all over the counter. So you crack it right there and put it right back.
It also depends on where the trash can is. For me, it's far. So you drip it on the floor every time. And I'm cranking through a dozen eggs in like 4 days.
You wouldn't. Okay. You dumb shit. Do you have the styrofoam? Do you have the styrofoam or the cardboard case?
It depends. Typically styrofoam.
Okay. So when there's how many eggs are there? Like, do you ever like switch them around into the egg math for like fucking, you know, even weight distribution in the fucking carton?
A little bit. You got. Well,
okay. So if you do that, you can rip it in half and throw the whole fucking thing away, you fucking dumbass.
Sure, I'll give you that. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not trying to push my views on you here,
I'm just
Gator.
Saying you're talking to
I'm
a guy
just
who
saying
worked.
This is what I do.
We're okay? not trying to recruit you.
I worked in a grocery store for 7 years. I worked in Bluebell, where fucking Foley's from. So, Jesus. I know what the fuck's going on.
Dude, working at a grocery store, that's a blemish in the file.
Oh, wait, hey,
what? Dude. What? Yeah, I worked at one too. What department?
Oh, produce.
Produce can go either way.
Well,
produce
see,
guys
thing
are
is,
cool.
Produce guys are all right. If you worked in the meat, or the deli, those dudes were
deli.
They would buy you. They can get you Coke for sure.
No, actually, the worst fucking department, honestly, in the entire fucking one was the bakery. The bakery fucking bitches who worked in there were fucking total cunts all the fucking time.
Yeah.
But when they redid, so I worked for Super Fresh. So when they fired a bunch of people and then they redid the union, so the whole store became the same union for a little bit. The seafood guys, the meat guys, and the bakery people were all the same, like all different unions. So you couldn't work in their department. So once they consolidated everything, you could work in every department just to save time because they were laying off.
So oh much. Yeah, I gotcha.
So I worked in the fucking meat department for a little bit. Saw a guy cut his fucking finger off on the fucking meat saw, which was fucking.
Of course amazing. You did. You're the Grim Reaper.
It's amazing.
You're like Final Destination.
You know
Eddie
what?
From,
I might as
Eddie
well say,
town,
I might as well say
finger.
Right now, I'm going through a bad time.
Yeah.
I'm going through it. My cat has cancer. I just found out like 2 days ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. going on?
Jesus, Shayner, that's terrible.
I know. Man. It's not good.
Well, start a GoFundMe. Get it going.
Non-negotiable? No,
I don't think you negotiate with cancer. But.
Listen, this cancer is pressing a high number here.
No,
listen, if you get out of here, I'll have fucking, you know, Crazy Eddie eat something of yours.
That's terrible. I'm sorry that your cat has cancer.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer. But
let's,
what
switch gonna... let's switch gears.
Anyway,
did you have a slip and slide growing up?
Yeah, we did. We had a homemade one made out of a couple of tarps.
At
like,
what age did you do that, though?
Wait, yeah, hold on, man. You're all over the place. You had the slip and slide. You should have stopped at the slip and slide. Now I find out you're using construction materials.
Yeah.
So you had the proper branded, slip and slide.
We had do you remember in the, like, Kevin, you're around the same age as me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember in the night, do you remember Death Alley Rally? Do you remember that at all?
What was that?
That was the Wile E. Coyote, like, fucking Warner Brothers, like, slip and slide. It, like,
had, and it had all the things on it, right?
It had shit, but, like, when you went through the end, there was, like, a big splash tube at the, like, a big pool at the end.
Yeah.
Weird, dumb
it
shit.
Was like a, it was, like, a tricked-out slip
and
slide.
Yeah. So we had,
you had
like,
that?
No. A neighbor had one of those.
Okay.
So, like, we would use that.
But, I was like, going to say, case
no,
closed,
no,
if you
no.
got the fucking tricked-out name-brand slip and slide.
No. This put it this way, if Kyle and I ever got anything name brand for like our birthday or anything like that, I mean, my mom, she worked at a geriatric home, was making some pretty good money.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad, if he ever gave us anything that was like name brand, we like later on, my mom was like, you know where he got that from.
He stole
my
it
dad
or something?
Stole it all the
yeah,
time.
Or had a guy with some sticky fingers.
See, oh,
I
man,
like it.
All the fucking time. There was like, my dad at one point in time was living on like, I'm going to say maybe $30 a week. He was in bad shape. But like every Christmas we would have the newest gaming console. I'm like, how the fuck did you afford? Dude,
that's a good dad right
strings.
There.
Dude.
That's not garbage. You got to get it done.
Uh-huh. Dude, there was one time the PlayStation we got, Kyle and I got a place like the first PlayStation in 1990 fucking six. We got a PlayStation, but it wasn't in a box. It was wrapped in a t-shirt.
Some kid's blood on it.
Dude. Yeah,
it said property of Rudy.
It was. He's like, you know, Eddie will do anything for a dollar. I picked up his fucking shit there.
Oh, man.
Took over to market. When we were, so a kid down the street from us had that. And then I remember like we were bitching that we didn't have anything like that. Now, our front yard was this shitty, it wasn't a shitty patch of fucking land, but it was like, definitely there were rocks in it all over the fucking place.
Sure.
So we were like, well, we can't do it here. But behind us, behind my house was an abandoned factory. Ooh. So like on the other side of that factory was a gigantic hill. And like, we were talking about like, oh man, we should like try and find some. And then in the factory, we were breaking into the factory all the time. We found these fucking like big tarps and we were like, oh, these are perfect. And we put them on the side of the hill. And then like, we didn't have any water. So kids were like, what are you going to fucking do? So this kid went home and like we did like a bucket line all the way down, throwing buckets of water on these fucking tarps just so one after the other could do it. And then his other kid's like, you know, if you use soap, you don't have to really fucking do anything with the water. So then we fuck, dude, this was like a week operation, like a week.
All of Spring City shut down to get this fucking dirtbag slip and slide going.
We built this slip and slide and then we saved up money to go to the hardware store to get like a big, like industrial, like big thing of like Jergens or like whatever, like soft soap, anything. And we just put it all over it. And we were doing that for a while. And like kids were getting super fucked up. One kid broke his leg.
Sure. Yeah. Kids get fucked up on that kind of stuff.
Dude.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. This is some kind of episode.
This guy's all over the map. Have you ever microwaved bacon?
Yes.
Ooh.
And then the kid died.
No, I've microwaved. I microwave eggs a lot too. I
do you do what?
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
What are you talking about?
Microwaving eggs.
So,
dude, my mom does that shit. Whoa. Fucking nasty.
Let me back up. Shut up. Shut up. How about this? Listen up here. I'm gonna tell you this right now. Listen up. So, what you do?
Yeah, you can't church this up, dude. There's no reason you should be microwaving
eggs. I can.
You start with a little thyme, all right? Little basil, little rosemary.
Unless you're feeding them to your dog.
What you do is like when you get Uncle Ben's minute rice. Listen, when you get Uncle Ben's minute rice, you microwave that for the 90 seconds that goes in there. Then you take an egg and you beat that up in a like ceramic bowl. You put that in there. You microwave that for about 90. You dump the rice in there. You beat it up. There you have like fucking basically like fried rice with egg in it. That's fucking dope. Cut up a couple of hot dogs, throw that in there, microwave that for a little bit.
Folks, welcome back to Cooking with Garbage with Ryan Shaver.
I'm telling you right now.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's no circumstance you should be microwaving an egg. It takes 90 seconds to make on the pan. 90
seconds. Sometimes your gas is shut off. Sometimes your gas is shut off, Kevin.
Fair enough. Gentleman's point.
Sometimes your gas is shut off, Kevin.
I'll give you the rice. I'll give that to you. I'm gonna give you that one.
All right.
My mom's like just put straight eggs in the thing, and she's dynamite. But for herself, she has a little contraption. I just do it in the microwave. It's fine.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Yeah, but if you take the rice, mix it in with
I see. I see. The rice is a little different because then it's an ingredient to it. Yeah. I understand that. It's not. You're not just microwaving the fucking six pack of eggs and you know.
No, that's insane.
And call people do that. Holy's garbage mom does it apparently.
Maybe two. One at a time. Maybe two.
Mama.
All right, Foley. You got one?
I just got one more. I got one more.
All right. Well, I got two or three more maybe. Have you ever owned a lizard or a snake?
Oh yeah. Definitely.
Well,
you sold them. You've had to have.
So
you seem like a reptile kind of guy.
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to have any. My mom was like really against that. She was all about like taking in strays though.
Ooh,
she's all about taking in strays.
Okay.
A lot. And I remember I found this fucking snake in my backyard and I like put it in a big jar. Mm-hmm. And like I poked holes in the top of the fucking like thing for the snake, and I put some grass and shit in there, and it wasn't like it was about maybe like a foot and a half long.
Yeah.
But like I didn't want my mom to find it, so I put it. There was a hole in my wall in my bedroom, so I put the snake in there, and every now and again I would like try and feed it mice, but like it was a gardener snake. So,
yeah. They eat bugs or whatever.
Yeah. So I didn't know, and then. And then I forgot.
Gave
about
it some venison.
No, I forgot about the snake in the jar, in the hole in my
How
wall.
How do you forget about a snake in a jar that you put in your wall? That's insane to me.
You have a hole in a wall where you keep things.
What bigger did you have going on in your life that you forgot about the snake in the wall?
I mean, there was.
Where you're like, I forgot I got the bear in the attic.
The slip and slide? Did I tell you about that? Shut up, Kevin.
What happened to the snake?
Well, I forgot about it, and then like
smell that.
Oh man, a couple of months went by and I was like, what the fuck smells in my room? And like my mom came in, she's like, what is that? What is that? And then like later, I remember like it just like started to like go away. Like it just didn't like it smell anymore. totally forgot about it. It wasn't until we were moving out. And then the same wall that I was putting magazines of porno in, it was the same hole in my wall. I was just putting the porn on top of the fucking, like, I started pulling that. I'm like, oh my God, look at all these fucking hustlers. And then I was like, what the fuck is this? And I pulled up, there was a liquefied snake and mice in a Hellman's jar in my fucking wall that had been there for like, who the fuck knows how long.
Whew, at least it wasn't Miracle Whip. You're a Hellman's family. That's good to know.
Points for class right there, baby.
Hellman's is big on this show.
I thought Miracle Whip was the class one.
No, Miracle Whip's trash.
I thought Miracle Whip was like salad dressing. My older brother loved Miracle Whip.
He's a whip dude. I think I got two more.
He's a whip dude.
He's a whip dude.
He's a whip dude.
Anyone in your family have leg tattoos?
Yeah, my younger brother does.
Yeah. What is it?
It's a